Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot, and I'm very pleased to be joined today by Scott Somerville of Century 21 Synergy Realty. Scott, thank you so much for being here today.
My pleasure.
We wanted to look at, I guess this is maybe the wake of the pandemic. We had quite a few people move to the area and quite a few people purchase cottages and trailers and go to campgrounds and so on throughout the pandemic. And we wanted to take a look sort of a couple years after and after it started and just see how things are going on the cottage front. So, of course, we called you in, local realty expert. And of course, you've been around these parts for quite a while. You know the area. First and foremost, the cottage market in, you know, Perth and surrounding areas, Rideau Lakes, in this area, it's always been pretty robust, hasn't it?
Yeah, and we have a broad range of cottages from the old 1950s. Just go, it's keeps you out of the elements to McMansions along the Rideau and different places. So, in trying to get some information for this meeting, I did a broad range search, sort of centering on Lanark and doing a radius from Armprior down to past Charbot Lake to get all the small lakes as well as Rideau, which gives us a more, in my opinion, a better idea of the overall market in this region.
Yeah, for sure. And it's definitely, it is the region. It's a short drive anyway, no matter where you go, for people who live here. The people from Ottawa, from Toronto and so on, it's a little bit more significant. I will say this, I do like this quite a bit, the way you described it. You have the McMansions and then the smaller, you know, protect you from the elements. I also love how you can see those two different types of cottages right next to each other, and the neighbors are best of friends. You know, it's really interesting.
Yeah, it's great. It's interesting when the neighbors covet each other's cottage and they're so different. So
yeah. Absolutely. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you found as far as the cottage market goes here? Is it on a decline? I guess you can tell us that through the numbers that you found.
Well, it's interesting. So I took June to June instead of year over year because variations, and of course we wouldn't have 23 in anything other than that. So in 2022, there were 2,644 units sold in that radius. And in 2023, there were 2,797 sold. So that's a 6% increase of sales in this region. And 2021 was, the dark times, the lockdowns and everything. There were 3,284 sold in that same region. So, and then went down in 2022 to 2,600. So that was a 19% decrease. So we've come up 6% from that. 2021 was a 0.2% increase over 2020. And that was an 8% increase over 2019. Or 8.6% should have been decreased. But if you take our numbers from 2023 to 2018, like just not, the straight numbers from the years of sales, in 2018, we're up 12% sales over just 5 years ago in the cottage in waterfront properties. So it's not really a decline. It's a decline over an anomaly, in my opinion, which was all the urbanites moving, trying to get freedom, get away from lockdowns, but I think we saw as events reopened and travel restrictions were lifted and just being able to get out of their houses, it became less important for them to move out and find waterfront property. So that's, in my opinion, that's what's slowed some of the purchasing down for it.
But indeed, it's really interesting. Like we have like the trend in Ontario sees a 5% decrease, right? And that's like all across Ontario. But then I don't know, maybe it's just our area, this region that you're describing, is as pristine As it can be. I'm not saying that cottage country north of Toronto isn't quite nice, but I mean it's certainly, I don't know, you fall in love with this area when you're out here. And I'm sure when you've sold cottages to people before, I oftentimes I'm guessing like when you go to the lake, the first thing they do is not necessarily look at the cottage or the house, but they just get back and they're just taken in by the view.
Yes, that's the primary, and which is hard to show on an MLS listing, right? You take pictures, but you can't experience it till you walk out on the dock and you feel the breeze. And you know, in more remote areas, you just there's nothing but bird sounds. You know,
Yeah.
there's no traffic, there's no motorbikes racing. Like it's
Yeah.
just the wash of comfort that comes over people is amazing.
So what do you attribute it to then, that we're sort of bucking this provincial trend that we are seeing an increase around here?
Well, I attribute it to being the provincial trend, taking in the Muskokas and the Kawarthas and that, which has the large the draw for Toronto, where we've got Ottawa, Kingston, and some people from Toronto, but they it's shorter for them to drive there, where here we weren't as effective. It's the same as all of real estate, in my opinion. Here we're protected because the federal government, we don't get the huge increases and declines that Vancouver and Toronto and Montreal get. Like we're sort of just chug along and up and down little bits. And I think it's just less influence from the major centers. So
Does price weigh in on it? Because I know that cottages around here, I pardon me if I'm not using the right terminology, they're not cheap. But certainly when you look at a cottage in the Muskokas, that it's certainly a lot more expensive in some of their prime areas than it is here. Now, mind you, there are some beautiful, beautiful properties out here that are north of $1 million. But still, when you compare the two, is price something that could be a draw for our region?
absolutely. So in the radius that I took, I also did the average price per year. So I'll just start from 2018 and go up.
Please.
So 2018, the average waterfront price. So I did lakefront, riverfront, and waterfront, depending on how they were going to be written on the MLS. So 2018, there was 320,000 was the average. I've rounded these off, obviously. 2019 was 399,000. 2020 was 434,000. 2021 was 547,000. Okay, so that's the peak. Then 2022 was 529, and 2023 so far it's been 500,000. Average pricing, taking in all the little lakes and everything too, not the huge ones with cruisers on them, but around. So I just that's what I want to point out. This is not just the major lakes. This is, and we've got Land O'Lakes, Lake 88. So I think it's important to include all of them in it. And I was looking at the one of the market reports, trends reports from one of the major real estate companies. And they, let's see if I can read this. From 22 to 23 to March first quarter, there was a 5% decrease in Rideau Lakes. So first quarter, and then we've rebounded since then. So, it's stats can be misleading, but yeah, I don't see it a huge decline. Some are certainly down, but the small cottage that somebody just wants to get away for the weekend and go fishing with their family or whatever, I think they're holding their own, because lakefront property is kind of protected on its own because it's there's not that much of it really that's accessible.
Yeah, for sure. And those numbers don't necessarily surprise me simply because we've talked about real estate and we've talked about the value of, homes in towns and in areas that are closer to those larger towns like Smiths Falls, Perth, and Carleton Place. We've seen those prices go up too. It's really interesting to see the cottage market went along the same route. It seems to me, though, that the increase was a little bit sharper when you're looking at like a vacation lakefront, riverfront property than it was on just your average home.
Yes, I think the increase was sharper. The other in that I think would have a major effect is interest rates. Mortgage interest rates have really, you know, slowed down the whole market. But cottages are harder to get financed than a primary residence. So I think when you see some of the major drops, that was about 21 weeks ago. You know, that was when the interest rates started to go up. And when you can only sort of finance half of your purchase, you know, 50%, you've got to have 50% equity and from a lot of people to buy a secondary residence or recreational property, that's going to have a bit of an effect on it as well.
Absolutely.
And more of an effect on that type of a thing than your primary residence.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, people are still coming to the area and who can blame them? You and I both live here. We love it. And, you know, I personally, I don't have a cottage. I have a trailer out at Bass Lake. There's cottages all around there and it's really cool. We go on boat rides and we take a look at the cottages and every year I see something different, you know, whether somebody has improved theirs or, you know, the small ones that you're talking about. And I got to tell you, those small cottages that are obviously very old, maybe been in the family for years and years and years, they seem to have the best parties going on outside. It's just what I've noticed.
Yes. And you could probably pull in with your boat and be welcomed.
Absolutely. That's another beauty part of it. It yeah. absolutely is. Scott, is there anything else that you wanted to leave our listeners with before I let you go, sir? It's been fascinating. It absolutely has. Yeah. And it's, I love the fact that we're doing well in this area when it comes to this, because we're known for this, the land of lakes, as you had said. Yeah. So do you have something else for us?
Well, I think our prices are stabilizing and, as I said, going up with the number of sales, because there's still low inventory for the demand. Like, you know, we're talking overall Ontario and everything dropping, but we're still in a low inventory. There's only so much cottage stuff. So the people who are ready and have the money set aside, they're buying. So I think we're in a good position in this region.
It certainly sounds like it. And I want to really thank you for shedding some light on this too. And this is just one of those things that we'll be looking at and seeing how it'll go, you know, see how things have changed since the pandemic has, I don't want to say ended, but you know what I mean? Yes, it's in its decline, right? So things
I'm still waiting for my crystal ball to come back so I can help people more, but it's polished right now. So.
Indeed. Indeed. Scott, thank you so much. You're always very generous with your time. We really appreciate it. And I look forward to our next conversation.
Thanks, Bob. Really enjoyed it.
Scott Somerville from Century 21 Synergy Realty. We've been talking about cottages, the trends and everything that's going on in our area. If you are a cottage resident and you're listening to us right now and you don't necessarily live here all the time, welcome. Glad to have you along. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. We'll do it all again tomorrow.